Okay.
Are you ready?
No.
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? Do you think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses.
Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling, the most controversial wrestling podcast in the world with the best sound man slash producer in the business, Eric. We have one of the most intellectual minds in the business that's not really in the business, Doug. And we have the best host of all time, Bruce Pritchard. Now, we have Dan, me, Eric and Doug. How are you guys?
Good.
Okay. Before we get started...
Yeah,
I wanted to say,
yep.
It's going to be very hard. Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. Rocky Johnson, rest in peace. We forgot, and his daughter,
yeah,
of course. And Rocky Johnson, we forgot to mention it last week. Died last week too. So rest in peace to them.
Rest in peace to them. All our concerns and best wishes to the families, and terrible thing. It sucks we got to go through it, and the whole world's got to go through it, and the family's got to go through it. RIP to a legend, my favorite basketball player of all time, Kobe Bryant. So now that
he wasn't one of my favorites, but I respected him. I respected him so much, and especially his daughter. Just tragic news.
Yeah. It's a tragedy. One of the best basketball players ever. And,
absolutely.
You know, taking that and all of his accomplishments away, you know, it's a human being, and that sucks when that happens.
Yep.
It's other human beings.
Died too soon. And Rocky Johnson.
Yeah, RIP Rocky Johnson, the legend, The Rock's dad. A lot of tragedies this week. And,
yep.
Yeah, this episode's dedicated to them. So,
yep.
Tonight we have a Royal Rumble countdown to the Rumble. We will be analyzing this Rumble, and we will be making our picks, and we will be talking about that through the duration of the show. We're also doing our top five Rumble matches, so our top five favorite Rumble matches, each of us. And we got a lot of content for this episode, so let's get it going, guys. You ready?
I am, if you guys are.
Yeah. You want to do the plugs first, Doug?
Sure. Listen to the Dirt Sheet Dudes, Anthony, Boxman, and Smart every Wednesday, Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time on Mixlr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. Now, if we're doing a show on Friday, listen to them after you listen to us. But make sure you give them a listen. You know, like, subscribe, do whatever you're supposed to do for a podcast. Also, more than likely, they're going to do a after show tonight after the Rumble's over. We're not, because
yep.
Daniel and I have lives, and we have to get
you
up
and work. Yep.
Work / life, same thing.
Yeah.
Also, listen to Eric Klineth and I on Monday, or well, tomorrow, 5 p.m., we're going to be giving our predictions and our thoughts about the Super Bowl.
And
so,
and if you want, we can talk about the Rumble, too.
Yeah, we'll probably give our thoughts on what we thought about the Rumble or whatever. But, yeah,
yep.
So... basically, that's all I got, because that's who all who I like, so I'm not plugging anybody else.
One announcement. We have changed the name of the podcast to just Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, so working on transferring stuff, but it should be on Spotify right now. So, and others.
Yep, and I'm also working on getting the advertisers, and we're going big for 2020. But, yeah, let's get into it. The milk and potatoes here. I mean, I figure we'll just go back and forth from this Rumble and all our thoughts and then our countdowns as well.
The countdown we're doing is what I've been working on all week, the top five Rumbles as voted on by our, not necessarily listeners, but the groups I posted it to.
I know.
I have a list.
I know.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing that. And, so what do you guys think of the card so far for tonight?
I'm actually looking for, I mean, well, first of all, to me, Royal Rumble has always just been about the Royal Rumble match. Yes, there's been some good matches on there. I'm looking forward to Becky Lynch and Asuka because they've always had really good matches. Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo should actually be good because they're both very talented guys. I know that's probably going to be on the kickoff.
The kickoff is right now, actually, right?
Well, it's not. Well, the kickoff's on right now, but the match isn't. Everything else is just kind of like there. I mean, Fiend and Daniel Bryan should be good. Bayley and Lacey Evans is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I think this year is going to be riddled and packed with surprises and mystery, and I'm excited. You know, the Women's Rumble, there's only about 7 girls confirmed, so that's a lot of room for surprises here.
Rhonda.
Yep. And I'm sure we'll get into that.
Now, do you want to get into the news I read earlier?
Sure.
All right. I don't know. It's unconfirmed at this point, but rumor has it is that there's going to be a couple of legends in the house. And no, Sam Roberts is not one of them.
Shout out to Sam Roberts.
Shout out somebody, please smack him. If you're in Houston and you happen to be listening to this, if you're in Houston and happen to be listening to the show right now, throw a beer bottle or something at Sam Roberts' head. I'll send the bail money.
And I want to thank the viewers who might be live with us right now, people that might be listening to our pre-show as well as maybe watching the WWE pre-show too. So thank you for joining us. And all right, number five. Who is number five on our countdown, Doug? Let's get right into it.
Okay. Number five on our list. Technically, all right, number five on our list is actually, well, it's a technically number five would be 2004. And I'm saying that that's number five because there was actually a tie for number four.
Yeah.
Okay. So we actually have six
Rumbles
on our list? Okay.
Yeah.
So Royal Rumble 2004. And what we do now, we're just talking about the matches, I'm guessing?
No, we're just going to talk about the Rumble match itself.
Yeah.
These are Rumble matches.
Yeah, the Rumble matches.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2004 is actually one of my favorite Rumbles, so that's exciting. I know it's kind of been buried in time and history for a few obvious reasons.
Yep.
Chris Benoit, who started out at number one and won the thing. You know, he's kind of blackballed from the industry, which probably good reason, but does not take it away from being a great Rumble. What's one of your key takeaways from this Rumble match, Doug?
Probably Mick Foley being in it and doing the thing with Randy, because they really heated up the storyline with Randy Orton and Mick Foley. And, you know, Mick Foley, they had called him a coward. And before the Rumble match, Jim Ross, like, didn't want to call Mick Foley a coward, or Mick Foley a coward. But Taz is like, come on, JR, you got to say it. You got to say it. And because Taz is an asshole. So, but then when Mick Foley came out, like, my key takeaway from that was, Taz, you can go fuck yourself.
That's basically what JR said, too, right? He's like, I knew he wasn't a coward. My God. Eric, what was your key takeaways from this match?
On how Chris Benoit just lasted that long and starting number one, because the only other time that happened was Shawn Michaels in 1995, which, by the way, we talked about last week.
Yeah, make sure to watch that and listen to that in the archives. I really enjoyed the whole match because, one of the big takeaways for me for this match was all the young Raw talent that became what they became. And that's like Randy Orton. Randy Orton started the match out, and Randy Orton was a chicken shit heel. But the work in this match from Randy Orton was awesome. John Cena got to show off a little bit. I know he got injured in the match. He hurt his leg. I believe Hurricane also got injured.
Yeah,
he twisted his ankle when he got eliminated.
Cool.
But Cena also had a good showing. And it's like these guys are the superstars. A couple of years after this, they become huge. So it's fun to see them in the match. I also like especially how good they did. Orton and Benoit seem to have a lot of chemistry, which they didn't really get to, capitalize in the future. That SummerSlam match was good, but they never really had a huge program. That wasn't really about the two of them as much as it was Randy being the youngest world champion. Yeah. So
I'm Triple H.
I enjoyed that part of it. I also, one of the funnier spots, even though it wasn't really supposed to be funny, was Kane. And Kane had the thing with Undertaker where the lights were going off at the time. And this is setting up to the WrestleMania match. And the Undertaker's gong went off, shocked Kane. He got eliminated. I believe Kurt Angle tossed him out.
Kane?
Yeah. Okay, Booker T tossed him out. And then Spike Dudley came out.
No, it was Spike.
All right, little Spike Dudley came out, and Kane got all pissed, fucked him up, chokeslammed him on the ramp. I just thought that was awesome. What we were talking about, why the 95 Rumble was bad, is legit the opposite reason. And it's what I like about this Rumble. Because this Rumble had some star power in it. You know, the guys that were going to become legends, like the Cenas, the Randy Ortons. You also had already established people, Benoit,
Big Show.
You had Booker T, Goldberg was in it. Scott Steiner was in it.
RVD, Jericho,
Mark Henry, Rikishi.
No, he was champion, never mind. Triple H was champion.
Yeah, Triple H wasn't in it. Shawn Michaels was in it, wasn't he?
No,
he had the Last Man Standing. Star power in it. And it also had some interesting names, like Matt Morgan was in it, and that was his first and only Rumble.
Oh, I forgot about
him.
I forgot he was
Matt Morgan
WWE.
Was in this match. Yeah, that was during his very brief and not memorable stint with the company. But yeah, Matt Morgan was in the Rumble, and he got a stink face for his troubles. The Cat was in it. One of the funnier moments was when the Cat showed up, Ernest Miller. It was awesome.
Oh, hi. Shout out to Ann Sharon. Hi, Ann Sharon. Is she back?
Yeah. Shout out Ann Sharon. But it was that I really enjoyed it. And like we said about 95, where we didn't have a lot of stories in this match. In 2004, there was loaded with stories. The Kane story that I just talked about. The Randy Orton and Mick Foley story that Doug talked about, which was a great, intricately thought out path to WrestleMania. We also had the story with Benoit and Heyman going against him, and that's why he was number one. We also had Goldberg and Brock Lesnar, even though we know the payoff sucked.
Big Show Cena.
There was a bunch of different interchanging storylines throughout this whole thing, and I thought it helped make the match. But let's do this for each match, guys. Besides the winner,
Who was the MVP of the match? Eric?
Randy Orton.
Okay.
How long did he...
I think Randy Orton was awesome in this match, so I'd have to agree.
He eliminated five.
You know what? I'm actually going to say Mick Foley, just because that it was a pop.
Yeah, it was a pop.
All right, it was a pop. And so I'm going to go, even though he had like a 20-second stint in the match, I'm gonna say Mick.
How did you feel when Mick came out and he wasn't a coward, Eric, watching this back? And Jim Ross was popping, the whole crowd was popping, and he went after Randy. How did you feel about that?
I thought it was awesome. I thought Mick Foley, and I thought that was a good feud. Something Mick Foley and Randy Orton, a legend versus a up and coming star. So that was one of the perfect that feuds for Randy Orton to start out with.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome, too. And it's funny because both of you guys' picks were in a few with each other. My pick would actually be Kurt Angle. I thought Kurt Angle had a great showing. He eliminated Goldberg after he got distracted. And they really played Taz. I know we talk shit about Taz, but Taz played this up very well, that Kurt Angle was kind of a wild card in the match. And someone, if you turn your back to him, you're getting thrown out. And I forgot what he called him. When someone was on the top rope.
I think he called him a cyborg.
A cyborg? Oh, no, it was he was playing something.
A possum?
Yeah, playing possum, because he pretended to be hurt, and then once the guy got on the top rope, he came and took advantage of it. I thought Kurt Angle did really well in this match. He made it to the Final Four, right?
Actually, Final Three, I believe.
Yeah, Final Three. And this was before... the program with Eddie, and then he got into that shortly after. So I thought this was just awesome. And
like just prefacing, the final four here were
your final four were Benoit, Jericho, Big Show, and Benoit, Jericho, Big Show, and Angle.
Yeah.
That was your final four.
And this was Angle's last Rumble? Or was it 05?
No, this was not his
Rumble.
Last Rumble. He was His last Rumble match was actually one that we're going to be talking about in a few.
All right. So now that we got Royal Rumble 2004 out of the way, that was our number five. Now let's come back to this Rumble for a second. I want two predictions from both of you guys. Who is going to win the Humberto Carrillo versus Andrade match, and who is going to win Bayley versus Lacey Evans? Eric?
Bayley's going to win. And Andrade is going to win.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
All right, Doug.
It would be a different story in Bayley and Lacey Evans if we were dealing with different baby faces, different heels. But I gotta say Bayley's going to win this one against Lacey Evans. And as far as Humberto Carrillo and Andrade, I picked Andrade and another thread, but I'm going to say Humberto Carrillo hasn't lost to Andrade yet. I'm picking Humberto.
Okay. I would have to go. You said Bayley too, right, Eric?
Yeah, I think all three of us. Yeah, I think me and Doug did.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to pick Bayley and Andrade as well. I think Andrade is just getting into the U.S. title run, so I don't see him losing yet. And Bayley.
Yeah.
Do we buy Lacey Evans as a heel?
I buy her as a heel. I don't buy her as a babyface right now. I mean, I get what they're doing. You know, Sasha Banks picked on her daughter, so now she's pissed.
Yeah.
I get that. I respect that. But I don't buy Lacey as a babyface.
No, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
You want to hate her. So, yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me. So, now that we got those two out of the way, let's do our number four, but we'll do one at a time.
Okay.
So, what's one of the ones that tied for number four?
I'll get this one out of the way first. 2005.
I enjoyed this Rumble a lot. Eric, what did you think of this Rumble?
I thought this was a I forget who won this one. Was it? Oh, Rey Mysterio won this one.
Oh, Batista.
No, okay. Batista won this one. Oh, this is the one where Batista and Cena were the last two. And this is where they became... I think this is officially where they became the stars they were today.
Yeah, exactly. And this Rumble was cool. I actually just watched this yesterday. This Rumble was cool basically because you had guys come out. I mean, there was a lot of story in this match. Like Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit, they started the match off. You had Daniel Pewter come out at number three, and they just beat the shit out of him. And then Bob Holly came out and helped beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And Jim Ross put it perfectly. He said, "Here comes Hardcore Holly, a man that doesn't like anybody, but he hates rookies."
Yeah, they beat the shit out of poor Pewter. This was his only appearance if he went Tough Enough, right?
Yeah. Nobody ever heard from him again.
That's interesting.
They heard from the runner-up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How hilarious. So the ending emulated another ending, but it didn't mean to, right? What year was it when the Brett Luger thing happened, Doug?
94.
So that happens here, but this is actually a totally – this is a work or a shoot. This happens on accident. Cena has Batista out for the attitude adjustment, which was the FU at the time, and they both stumble over the rope. And miraculously, both feet actually hit the floor at the same time.
Right.
Like, that's really, like, if you go back and look at it, they both, no one won.
Right?
Luger and Brett?
No.
Or Cena and
Batista.
Or Cena and Batista, yeah. Like, that was not supposed to happen. Luger and Brett was planned.
But one of their feet didn't hit first, right? They both hit at the same time.
Correct.
So, this was a shoot. So, then the big man who's a gorilla, Vince McMahon, says, "God damn it, we're going to fix this." So, he goes out to the ring. And I guess he was going to try to tell the referee what to do or whatever. The man tears both his quads getting into the ring. So he's in the ring, sitting on his ass, looking like a little kid, yelling at everybody. And if you're not a fan of wrestling, I would still say go back and watch that because it's fucking hilarious, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, I was laughing my ass off when I saw it.
I know it's a serious injury, but it's just him sitting on his ass. And he doesn't even know what's going on. And Cena and Batista look fucking confused.
And Bruce Pritchard and Pat Patterson probably left the building by then because they're just like, "Oh, he's going to be fucking pissed when he comes back."
So, as we know, so they restarted it. Batista flipped him over. Batista wins. Batista won another Rumble, which I'm sure did not make the list. And Batista got booed negatively. This is when Batista was arguably at his hottest, right?
Well, he was starting to get old.
Yeah.
So he huge pops. People like Cena a lot. But this is before the people turned on Cena, too. So he was getting huge pops, too. So what did you think overall of the ending, Eric? Did you like it?
I mean, as Doug said, it wasn't planned. So who was supposed to win? Was Batista supposed to win?
Yeah, Batista was booked to win from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought this was a go ahead, Doug. Sorry.
I was just saying, Batista was booked to win. Obviously, that's why they let him, you know, go over because they wanted to get Batista versus Triple H at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I thought the right winner won because it set up a great feud, a great storyline. I thought.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and build-up's important. Doug, do you think the build-up to WrestleMania after this was stellar?
Between Triple H and Batista?
Oh. Cena and JBL, too.
I thought that build-up was good. See, here's the thing. The Cena-JBL build-up was great. The payoff sucked. But, you know, we've talked about this 100 times on this show, even though we've only done like 12 or 15 episodes. We've still talked about it 100 times. Sometimes the buildup is the only thing. The buildup helps. And the payoff might not be good, but as long as people are watching it, who gives a rat's ass?
Sometimes the buildup's more important, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think so. Are we okay with Batista winning this match, even though you're not a huge fan, Doug? Do you think it was the right move at the time?
In all five, yeah, all five. I didn't have an issue with him. All five,
yeah.
I like Batista. So I'm cool. I was cool with this.
You think he was already believable as a face, even though he just started making the turn?
No, to be honest with you, I actually thought they were trying at that time. Honestly, personally speaking, I thought we were going to get Batista in Big Show at WrestleMania because I thought Batista was going to remain heel and go to SmackDown, and Big Show was going to beat JBL at that No Way Out or whatever the hell. I thought we were going to get Batista in Big Show at WrestleMania.
So who do you think was the Rumble?
When I saw that Batista won, I thought that's the way they were going to go.
Okay. All right. So
I see what you're saying.
MVPs. Eric, who's the MVP of this Royal Rumble? Can't be
Batista.
Cannot be the winner.
Oh. John Cena.
You go with John Cena?
Yeah.
You think he had an impressive showing?
It elevated him into being a star.
All right, Doug.
To me, it's between Edge and Rey Mysterio. They both had early entrance, and they both lasted to the Final Four.
They had a good show.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, you could take this from
Edge, Benoit, I think, made it to, like, the final, like, five or six.
Yeah.
But I would give it to Edge or Rey Mysterio. Probably more Edge, because Edge, I think, Edge eliminates six guys.
So Edge is your MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, he eliminated Eddie Guerrero.
He eliminated Eddie Guerrero. He eliminated Shelton Benjamin, Ric Flair,
Hurricane,
Rey Mysterio. You know, he eliminated many.
I'm gonna have to.
And Edge never won a Rumble, right?
Edge won a Rumble, yeah. The one he came back for.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though he went to WrestleMania and fucking lost. But, yeah, he did win a Rumble. And my MVP is a sleeper pick. I'm going Eddie Guerrero. I know he didn't last super long, but I like how the dynamic, can you trust him or can you not with him and Benoit?
And don't forget what he did to Booker. Booker was starting to build momentum, and then Eddie's like, fuck you, and got rid of him.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed his performance in that. Overall, did we enjoy this Rumble?
Yeah. For what I remember.
There's only two or three Rumbles that I've hated. This is not one of them.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
So
that is one of the entries that is tied for number four. But getting back to the main show here, guys. Fiend versus Daniel Bryan, who's going to win?
It's a strap match, and here's the thing. With it being a strap match...
For the title, right?
For the title. Fiend doesn't have to take a loss here, you know, by pinfall or submission. So they could...
Is it a four-quarters match?
That's usually what a strap match is. I think... Well, I haven't watched SmackDown in weeks.
Yeah, me either.
Okay?
Me neither.
Because I have to do a show with a couple of assholes on Friday nights. But...
yeah,
and work.
Those guys.
But anyway, so I don't know what the exact rules are, but I'm pretty sure that you have to touch four corners. And if you do, this is the perfect way for them to beat the Fiend. But I think it would be a mistake. I'm going to go the Fiend here.
Eric, I know you're a Daniel Bryan fanboy. You're going Fiend?
Yeah, I think if if they're going to continue this story, which I think they do, I think Daniel Bryan might win at WrestleMania.
That might be the way to go. I think the Fiend, too. I think they can blow their load early. They got something going. They came back from the Hell in a Cell disaster. So Wyatt's the hottest thing in the company right now. Keep the belt on the Fiend. I don't know if it's a four-corner. Not every strap match has been a four-corners match. That's not the official rule. There are four-corners matches, and there have been those. But I've seen strap matches with no four-corner rule, though.
I don't know. Every strap match I've seen, you're supposed to touch four corners.
They probably don't even know.
I think they're probably having that meeting right now as we speak.
To be honest, it's WWE. Do we even know that they know? They're probably going back and forth.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure they're having the meeting right now, because that's why this kickoff show is 2 hours long, because they need to have the production meeting to figure out, okay, how the fuck do we end this thing?
Yeah. To me, it's a costly mistake to take the belt off Wyatt at this point.
Yeah, but if they do, this is the perfect way to do it.
But it would have to be at WrestleMania.
I agree, but this is the way they can do it without getting in trouble, without having a bunch of people bitch. Oh, you killed the Fiend.
Yeah.
You killed the Fiend. Have Daniel Bryan win the title by accident.
Yeah, and then have Fiend win at WrestleMania.
Right. So, I mean,
you're still going the Fiend, though, aren't you? Are you switching your pick?
No, I'm not switching my pick. I'm just saying that I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth.
It's a big mouth.
Exactly. And fuck you.
So that's what we think about that match. All right, guys. Becky and Asuka.
Becky gets her win back from last year. Becky gets her win back from last year. With the rematch year in the making.
What do they do from here? What do they do with Becky from here? Becky's rolled over everybody.
She's got to lose.
I think Ronda's going to win the Rumble. I think Ronda's coming back.
We don't get to that till later. Jesus Christ.
So I'll tell my story later.
Wouldn't it be great if the Fiend just came out right now and put the claw on Sam Roberts?
I like Sam Roberts.
He's a fucking retard.
He's you.
I actually agree with Doug. I don't like Sam Roberts either.
He's a fucking moron.
I agree with you, Doug.
I think I like his morning show, but I do agree on WWE. He is ass.
Boxman might have to edit out the first word I said.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We're not allowed to say that, you know.
We're not.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's retarded. All right, so
thanks, Beth.
Let's just talk about Becky's awesome. How good is Asuka, guys?
She's very good. That's why I think
I love her.
I personally think she should win again tonight.
So that's your pick.
I'm picking Asuka. I'm going to be wrong. You know, what else is new? But I'm picking Asuka.
I'm picking Asuka, too, only because it's been almost a year. Becky's had a great title run. Well, I don't know about great. But she's had a long title run. She had the nice win last year. And I guarantee you she will be in a WrestleMania title match. But let's have her lose here. Let's give Asuka a lot of credibility. Because Asuka is also a victim 2 years ago when WWE wanted to give Japanese people a shot. So they had her and Shinsuke Nakamura both win titles. Now, Nakamura is Intercontinental Champion, right?
Win the Rumble.
Yes.
So they both won the Rumbles, and then they both got buried at WrestleMania.
In Philly.
Asuka has been able to come back from that. Asuka has had a nice career there. Not huge, but a nice career. Shinsuke has not really been able to come back from that until recently, and he's still kind of not really. He's kind of mediocre. So,
yeah.
Asuka needs this win because I like the Green Mist thing. I like her and Kairi Sane a lot. They won the tag title match. Let's build her and Becky up for WrestleMania in like a cage or something. Let's build to that. Let's have her get – because if she wins here, then she can say, you can't beat me. No matter what you do, you can't beat me. So I say Asuka gets the title tonight. That's my pick. But what else tied with number four for Royal Rumble, Doug?
2008.
So we had a lot of new millennium ones, right?
Yeah.
We had a lot of 2000s.
Yeah, which I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
I'm shocked because it was in the old school group.
Well, I posted in other groups, too. That's how we were able to – that's how, you know, this happened.
Yep.
Eric, big takeaways from Royal Rumble 2008?
Yeah, me and Doug watched it the other night on Friday. I thought this was a great Rumble. A lot of good stars, a lot of good pops. It happened in MSG, most famous arena in the world, or in America. And then the shocking surprise was when John Cena came out at number 30 and the look on Triple H's face was priceless. And the commentary when he came out with Jim Ross and Jim Ross and Taz, I think, and Joey.
Yeah.
Was absolutely amazing. The reaction for John Cena blew off MSG like nothing before.
Well, you got to remember, too, there were a lot of big pops in this match. My favorite one was Rowdy Roddy Piper coming out.
That was a huge
that
pop.
That was a huge pop, especially after Superfly Snuka had already come out. And he comes out, and Jim Ross is just like, you've got to be kidding me. And then Jerry Lawler just goes, I'm having flashbacks. But that was awesome. And then Kane actually got himself some heel heat from eliminating Jimmy Snuka and Roddy Piper.
Yeah, you did.
Any other big takeaways?
Mick Foley's
CM
pop.
Punk, I think, shined.
Yeah.
He was in there for almost a half hour.
Yeah, CM Punk. Who else?
Cody Rhodes.
Cody.
And...
AKA
I think over 25 minutes there.
Yeah.
Undertaker and Shawn Michaels going about a half hour or so.
Yeah, they started the Rumble after they finished the Rumble the year before that.
Yeah. And then, even Batista going 45.
Yeah, he was huge at that point, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So when we get into MVPs, I'm going to go first. My MVP, and this is more of a funny thing, I'm going to go with Fit Finley. Because this is the Rumble, right, where he got DQ'd?
Yeah.
He got fucking DQ'd in a no DQ match and got sent for hitting people with the shillelagh and for Hornswoggle coming out, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That is fucking retarded. And for everyone talking shit about Seth Rollins getting DQ'd in the Fiend Hell in a Cell match and saying that's not the rules, look back to this match and tell me how much fucking sense that makes. That Finley got DQ'd out of a Royal Rumble match.
It was stupid, I know, but I mean,
it made more sense because he came out early.
It didn't make sense.
It was funny, though. Him and Hornswoggle got a pretty big pop, too. They were over at this point.
Poor Miz.
Yeah.
Miz was Hornswoggle's one elimination. This is back when they thought Miz was an idiot. Well, back when he was booked like an idiot.
So the one moment that we all see, we always see it, kind of like the HBK moment, was Cena returning. How big was this, Eric?
Oh, the place, as I said, the place went, that roof, the roof of that place went absolutely nuts. Everybody was in shock. Triple H's face. It's like, holy, what the fuck?
How awesome was like, it, Doug?
It was a what the fuck moment.
It was a what the fuck moment. You remember, Daniel, you remember watching it when we watched it live?
Yeah.
And everybody was just like, because nobody knew, like, we're all like, who the fuck is number
30? So you weren't expecting it.
No, not at all. We're like, who the fuck is number 30? Who the fuck is number 30? And then Cena's music hit. Because we were all smart to the business, kind of,
yeah,
at that time. We knew Cena had been out, was supposed to be out for a few more months with the torn pectoral.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, his music hits, and we're just like, eh?
Yeah.
And Eric, I mean, this was a room filled with guys that thought they knew everything. Well, we didn't.
Yeah.
Big moment, right?
Exactly. I thought that this moment was great. I mean, it's still my favorite moment of the match was Piper coming out, because
yeah,
I'm a Piper guy.
Yeah.
But Cena... The whole Cena thing, like, that was one of those, holy shit.
Yeah. Is there any undercard matches I'm missing? We did Lacey and Bay.
Oh, for tonight?
Yeah.
Sheamus and Shorty G.
Oh, gee, that better be on the fucking kickoff show. Sheamus and
it's
Shorty
gonna be an
G.
Match.
Chad Gable. It's going to be ass cheeks. So I want to see that. And then King Corbin and Roman, right? Is that the other
also
two?
Not anywhere.
That's the last two I forgot, right? There's another one.
And Brock and... No, Brock. Oh, that's right. There's no WWE title match. I forgot.
I believe those are the last two undercards. Besides both Rumbles.
Who's winning them, Doug?
If they have Shorty G beat Sheamus... They're basically just telling Sheamus to go fuck himself.
You don't like Chad Gable?
No, I don't have an issue with Chad Gable. I'm just saying Sheamus off a hot return.
Yeah.
All right. He's doing pretty well for himself. You can't job him out right away. He's got to win this one. Personal thing.
I agree.
Oh, by the way, it's on right now.
Oh, thank God. Look at our live reactions of sleeping to this fucking thing. All right, the King Corbin match. Who's going to win?
If they don't let Reigns win this one, then they're dumb. So I got to say Roman here.
Eric, your two predictions?
I'm going to say Roman and Sheamus.
I'm going to agree with both you guys. Actually, I'm going Shorty G. Shorty G and Roman. Because I like Chad Gable. All right, what got number three, Doug?
The 1991 Royal Rumble.
I remembered.
Yep, that came in at number three. Hulk Hogan won that Rumble. And it's probably remembered as the first actual Rumble pay-per-view to go over 3 hours.
Wow.
It went like 3 hours and 6 minutes. Huh?
I thought you meant the match itself.
No, the pay-per-view itself went like 3 hours and 6 minutes.
Wow.
And and this match also, too, is best remembered for not only for it being Hogan's second Royal Rumble match in a row that he won, but also for Rick Martel lasting 53 minutes.
Wow, he lasted that long.
Yeah, 53 minutes and about 45 seconds.
Wow. Who would have thought that?
No, and I gotta say this about Rick Martel. Rick Martel is somebody that has really distanced himself from the wrestling business. Like, they've been trying to get him to go into the WWE Hall of Fame for years, but he keeps telling them to go fuck themselves.
Why?
He doesn't want to be in wrestling anymore. It's like he wants out of the business, or he just wants to stay out of the business. He doesn't care.
Do you respect that or no?
I respect why, but I would like to see the guy get a Hall of Fame. I think he needs to be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I like Rick Martel.
Yeah.
I like Rick Martel.
Someday I think he'll change his mind, but right now he's content with what he's doing.
Unless they wait until he's unfortunately passed away.
That would just suck.
Yeah, it would.
All right, MVPs. Doug?
91 of... I'll say the guy that lasted 53 minutes. I'll say Rick Martel.
I agree with Doug. I mean, I never saw this one, but I guess I would say that.
Am I the only one that does our research?
No, I watched it. I thought Bret Hart did very well.
Yeah.
I just forgot to watch that one.
Bret Hart entered number one, lasted over 25 minutes.
Yeah, so I think I really liked his performance. He got a few eliminations too, right, Doug?
I think. Him and
91?
Him and Valentine, I think, are both credited for the assist with of getting Dino Bravo out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he entered at number one. He was actually the first guy eliminated by the Undertaker.
This is Hart Foundation, Brett, right?
Yeah. It was funny. He came out as number one. Anvil came. The Anvil Nightheart came out as like number 26 or whatever it was. Bret Hart walks to the ring. Anvil runs down like he's fucking like his ass is on fire.
Yeah.
This is a nice old school one. I'm glad this made the cut. Do you think it deserves to be there, Doug?
I don't know if I would call it top five. I mean, it's up there. It's definitely top 10. I mean, I personally enjoyed this because there's a lot of guys in there that I looked up to.
What was the other Hogan one?
1990, which almost made the list.
Now, with these 90 and 91, do you go on to WrestleMania yet?
No, not yet. It's got nothing to do with WrestleMania. Now, coincidentally, the 91 Rumble, which, well, you know, Hogan won it, Hogan ended up getting the title shot that year.
He got Slaughter.
Yeah. Jack Tunney just named him number one contender. It had nothing to do with the Rumble, but it's coincidence.
And then they started at 93, right?
Yeah.
92 was for the belt.
Right.
Which probably made this list. I haven't checked the rankings, but it probably made it.
It's there.
So... Yeah, so that's our thoughts on this. We might end up going an hour and a half again because we're speeding through. But
right, Eric, how long did you schedule this for?
2 hours.
Okay,
but if we go an hour and a half or something, that's not bad, right?
I know. We have time to watch the rest of the pre-show.
Right. I like your thinking. So, well, Shorty G's getting his ass kicked. That's our play-by-play.
Yeah.
No, the match's not over yet. I thought it was going to be like a minute.
Nope, Shorty G's hanging in there. So, this is a big one. Female Royal Rumble. It's going to be the third one.
I have a couple of takes.
And I can't wait to hear them.
You know, we talk about...
Go first, Doug.
Obviously, we're going to have NXT... people in these rumbles, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
First of all, Io Shirai, who was actually supposed to be in the women's rumble, I believe, because she's actually supposed to be called up soon, injured her knee.
She will not be there.
Yeah, she tweaked her knee against Toni Storm Wednesday night, so she's not going to be there. She's going to be out 2 months.
Okay.
Now, speaking of knee injuries, here's the thing. A lot of people are saying, trying to guess like who the surprises are going to be from NXT. As far as the women's rumble match goes, one person said Tegan Knox or Dakota Kai. or both, I got a hot take. Tegan Nox or Dakota Kai has done everything she can to take all history-making moments away from Dakota or from Tegan Nox as of late. Or Dakota Kai has done that to Tegan Nox. I got a feeling Tegan Nox is going to come out from the Rumble, and Dakota Kai is going to say "fuck you,"
kick her ass before,
and beat her up, and then enter the Rumble match herself. But then Tegan's going to come back out and get rid of her, because they're building up. Because Tegan laid the cheap shot in last night at Worlds Collide, so now it's Dakota's turn to get a shot in.
Okay.
That's my hot take. Basically, because they're trying to build this feud, which is going to, you know, culminate in a match on Wednesday for NXT.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect thing to do. This is the perfect opportunity for Dakota Kai to ruin. Because they're trying to get her over as a heel.
Yeah.
But she's got that resting bitch face, so I think she's already over as a fucking heel.
Yeah.
This girl has this girl's facial expression makes it seem like she's on her period 24/7.
I like Dakota Kai.
I do too, but she just looks miserable. She looks like she's more miserable than me.
And that's a feat. Well, do we think Casey Costanza, whatever her name is, Ricochet's wife?
Oh, Casey Cantanzaro?
Yeah. She made a comeback, and she had a great show. Was it last year or the year before?
Last year, because she did the thing with the ring post that she likes to do.
Yeah, she kind of turned into the Kofi for the females.
Right.
We think she's going to make an appearance?
I don't know. I don't know if they'd like to use the same NXT people 2 years in a row. I would like to see her. Personally, I actually think Toni Storm's going to be in it.
Well, Shayna Baszler would be in this match, Doug.
If she's in it, I think she's winning the damn thing.
Really?
Yes. What else is she going to do on NXT?
That's
true.
Eric, you just got dead.
Now to my hot take. I think Miss Ronda Rousey will come back at number 30. I think she's winning the Rumble. And we're going to get Becky versus Ronda, which we should have got last year. Instead, they added Charlotte to it. We get Charlotte, and we got Ronda and Becky. Ronda wins the title back at Mania. And then I think Baszler wins the elimination. Are they doing a women's elimination chamber again?
I have no idea.
Well, anyway, Baszler will somehow face...
I don't even think they've thought that far ahead.
Baszler will somehow face Bayley at Mania for the title, and she'll win. And Baszler and Ronda.
Okay.
Huh? No, Baszler will face
I get what you're saying,
Bayley.
Though.
And then
Baszler
and Ronda will face each other. I mean, will win the titles. And they'll face each other at SummerSlam.
So your pick is Ronda Rousey winning this match.
Yeah, and she'll eliminate Baszler.
Doug, is your pick officially Shayna Baszler, or who is your pick?
That's the thing. We don't know if Shayna Baszler's in the match.
He doesn't know if Ronda's in the match. That's Eric's pick. So of who well, there's only 7 people confirmed, so this is kind of fucking hard. So... Eric, your official pick's Ronda Rousey. Even...
Yes.
Okay. Doug, what is your official pick for the night?
I hate her guts, but I'm going to go... I'm going to be confident... I'm going to stay with confidence that I think Shayna Baszler is going to be in this match, and I'm going to pick her. I mean, which is kind of hard to do when you don't – it's kind of hard in your office pool when you have no idea who the fuck's even in the match.
27 people.
That'd be like fucking – like, that'd be like, you know, putting $50,000 on the Super Bowl before you even found out that Kansas City and San Francisco were going to be in it.
My buddy did that.
Yeah, somebody probably – at the beginning of the playoffs, somebody probably put like $50,000 on Baltimore. And they're probably fine.
He put money on the Eagles at the start of the season.
Oh, Lord.
But he had Chiefs. He had Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl. So you got one right. But, yeah. So those are your takeaways. So you both know that you don't get another pick, and if your picks aren't in the match, then that's just the way it is.
Are we betting money?
Yeah.
No, I just want it to be official. I care.
How about you, Daniel? Who's your pick?
Well, I have a few takeaways first.
Oh,
okay.
I think me and Yim's going to be in this match, if we're talking about NXT people. I think they're going to bring some legends. I think Lita's going to be in this match. I don't think that Trish Stratus will be, because on her Chronicle or whatever the fuck it's called, she acted as if she's done wrestling after the SummerSlam match with Charlotte. So I do not think Trish Stratus will be in this match. But I could be proven wrong on that. I think they're going to bring back, hopefully, Kelly Kelly, so I have something to look at.
Victoria's.
By the way, my phone's broken, so it's all on memory now, so something on the TV would be nice.
Yeah.
It's hard to get hard off imagination, folks. Just so the viewers know that. All right. I told you I had some takeaways, goddammit. So, I think that's going to happen. I do think Casey Costanza-Badabu is going to be in this match. Or whatever, the athletic girl with the nice ass.
Casey Cantor. Just call her Mrs. Ricochet.
No, because I want to fuck her. I mean, I got lost in this. I'm sorry, Sherrod. But Boxman will edit that out, right? Does he even do that anymore?
Huh? No, sometimes.
This show's going down the fucking tube.
We're good.
yeah, fuck it. It's like if his house is on fire, just go in there and start making eggs or something. But, so yeah, those are a couple of my takeaways.
Sharon's already on Craigslist looking for new roommates right now.
Is Sharon listening to you guys?
So my other takeaway. No, Eric, I'm still going. I think Ivory is going to be in this match. I think Jacqueline is going to be in this match.
I think Sheamus just beat Shorty G.
Oh, so I got that wrong. One wrong. Fuck Sheamus. I think Sheamus will be in the women's match. Wait,
about,
so if they had like a Nyla Rose, which match would she be in?
I have no freaking clue.
But
probably pulling Nia Jax
women.
And be in both.
Oh, God.
I think Nia Jax. Is Nia Jax injured?
She's rumored to be making a return. Nia Jax, Ruby Riott, and Victoria are all rumors for the match.
Victoria?
Johnny.
Yeah, Lisa Marie Perrone.
Okay.
How about Johnny?
Yeah, she's hot.
How about Johnny Wrestling's wife?
Candice LeRae?
Yeah,
I don't know if she'll be in it or not. Like I said, I don't think they like to use the same NXT people 2 years in a row. You and I talked about this the other day.
They might, though. She's cute, too. Ooh, is Kairi Sane cleared yet?
Yeah, she wrestled Monday night.
So Kairi Sane could be in this match. That's a wild card.
Yeah.
That's Sharon's pick. Kairi Sane. I like her a lot, and I think she's adorable, and I just want to pinch her cheeks and watch anime with her and eat sushi.
Can I give
so
a
I like
sleeper if Ronda's not in it?
Sure. You two-timing bitch.
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick with Shayna Baszler.
No, have a go-to. Have a backup.
I'm going to pick a wild card. Ooh. Nikki Cross.
Okay. Well, that kind of brings me to my pick.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, we're all football fans, and me and Eric like basketball because we're not stupid like Doug.
Hey.
So we're not stupid like Sharon. And because we like good sports. Fuck hockey. But my pick is one of my favorites because I'm not picking strategy or strategic or who I think they're going to build up to. I pick my favorites. And my favorite female wrestler is Alexa Bliss. So I think Alexa Bliss is going to win the Rumble and go on to WrestleMania.
You know what I think is going to happen? If they go with her, you know what I could actually see them doing?
For Nikki breaking up?
No.
I think she's going to enter number one myself.
Really?
I think because they were talking earlier on when they did their by the numbers bullshit. Natalya has the record for the longest time spent in a women's rumble at 56 minutes.
Yeah.
I think Alexa enters number one and breaks that tonight.
You do?
Yeah.
To me, she's always a main event player for the women.
I think she's going 60.
Holy shit.
Do you think she goes after Bailey or Becky? If Becky retains.
Bailey
if they
or
both
Becky?
Retain. Assuming they both retain.
She's got better chemistry with Bailey.
Yeah. Oh, I like her matches with both of them. But I think she would work well. Do you guys think Alexa Bliss is over as a face? Because I do. I think she's over.
I think she is.
I think people like her, so yeah,
she's
over as a face.
Yeah, she is hot. And she's got a pet pig. I hope hopefully she'll have two soon. I'd like it if she'd have two, but she hasn't responded to my Instagram DM yet.
It's only because you're trying to get her on the show.
Yeah, to send a picture of my so that's our predictions. I think I'm actually looking forward to the female rumble.
I wonder if they're going to start the main show off with one of the rumbles.
They started off with the females last year.
They started off with Asuka versus Becky last year, like the first match of the main card.
Yeah.
I think they started out with the women this year.
So let's get to number two.
Daniel, you're really going to like this one because this one was actually your all-time favorite. 2001.
My favorite Rumble match of all time. We also have a 2001 year retrospective in the archives, so go check that out.
Yeah, but I think but I still want to talk about this 2001 Rumble.
Key takeaways, Eric?
Key takeaways? Austin winning his third one.
Yeah. Only person ever to do that.
Yep. Yeah, Austin winning the third one. Undertaker being the badass. Was this the one that he went into the up in the railings and beat up the guy? Or
Undertaker? No, this was the chemistry with him and Kane, basically. And are they going to work together or are they not?
Yeah, no, and Kane lasting an hour.
And getting the most eliminations.
Yeah,
And
here's another sentimental moment for this. The Honky Tonk Man returning. And then, like, it's funny. Kane eliminates all these guys, and it's just like, who's next? And Honky Tonk Man's music hits, and Jerry Lawler's like, what the hell? Like, he sounded like me.
And then Jerry Lawler did your scream, too. Ah!
Yeah.
So, key takeaways, Doug?
Obviously, the Honky Tonk Man deal. Drew Carey being in this match. Huh?
Yeah, that is where he said see ya.
Yeah. Also, the Hardy Boys not being afraid to beat the shit out of each other.
That was awesome. I'm glad you said that.
And then... Here's the funny thing, and we're going to talk about this for our number one entrance too. Commentary really helps these Rumble matches, I believe.
I agree.
And Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler were on point. And when the Hardy Boys were up to the top rope, Jim Ross was in the middle of a point, and then he just kind of detours and says, oh, my God, look at the Hardys.
Yeah. My favorite JR line is when Kane and Drew Carey were in the same ring, he said, Kane's looking hungry, he's ready for his prey, and Drew Carey's looking like a big old pork chop.
Yeah, a carnivore and a pork chop.
So, I really like that. Who was your guys' MVP? Doug?
Gotta be Kane.
Yeah.
11 guys, 11 eliminations, 60 minutes. It's gotta be.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're going Kane, too?
Yeah, because he eliminated 11.
I think Kane had a great showing in this match. I had a lot of takeaways. I enjoyed this match a lot. It's my favorite Rumble. My favorite year in wrestling.
Yeah.
So I love the undercard. Maybe someday we'll get to talk about that. By the way, right now we got Carrillo and Andrade is about to happen. But I wish I could give several MVP. And we're fans of the Rumble match, right?
Yeah.
So we don't just care about the winner. We care about how long people last, how many people they eliminate. We get right into the strategy, right?
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot of guys who I thought had a good showing in this match. A lot of underdogs. I thought the one Billy Gunn looked good in this match.
And here's the thing. Nobody ever talks about Billy Gunn's participation in this match. I mean, he entered at number 28.
Yeah.
He was the guy that basically took the heat on because they had the deal. Rock got put through the table by the Big Show. Austin was getting the shit beat out of him by Triple H.
Yeah.
Undertaker and Kane are the only guys in the ring, and they start beating the crap out of The Rock. Who comes in for the save? Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
And Billy Gunn, he didn't hesitate to get in the ring like Scotty Too Hotty did. He fucking darted in there.
Yeah.
Got the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
But he came in there. But another thing I got to say, too, is this was the return of Haku.
Yeah.
At number 29. A Haku, by the way, that 5 days – no, not even 5 to 4 days prior, was wrestling under the name Ming in WCW.
On Thunder, right?
On Thunder. That's why.
Who was his opponent?
Oh, wow.
On Thunder?
Yeah.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Win or loss?
He beat Bam Bam Bigelow, and he retained the hardcore title. He was their hardcore champion. They had to abolish the title because he left.
I mean,
really?
He was leaving,
yeah.
And he... Wow.
He's like, fuck you, I'm going to the greater.
I don't think he knew he was leaving. I don't think anybody knew he was leaving. I think no, they were all shocked on the TV because they were all shocked when they turned and when they apparently somebody ordered the pay per view. I don't know why, but it may have actually been Kevin Nash because Kevin Nash actually liked to order the opposition's pay per views because he actually cared about the competition. And holy God, Zelina Vega's hat.
I agree.
Anyway, so somebody noticed that because they ordered the pay-per-view, and they're just like, what do we do? Because then he was actually supposed to wrestle that night at a house show. At a WCW house show. He was scheduled to defend the championship, and he wasn't there. And they called him, and they said, where are you? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble. So they didn't know what to do. But, yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys.
I thought – by the way, let's talk about that ridiculous afro.
Holy shit. I don't know. Well, first of all, don't make fun of that man's afro.
Yeah. He's a scary motherfucker.
He'll kill you. I mean, Jesus Christ, he's in his 60s now, and I'm still fucking afraid of him.
What were you going to say, Eric?
I was going to say that I saw on something with Bruce Prichard's podcast, they did a 95 from Rumble, I think last week, right after we did.
Well, yeah, we did it first, so they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, fuck that. They stole that shit. But.
Because we were supposed to do, what, 92? Or 90?
No, we were supposed to do 90, and they did it first, so that's why we're doing this.
So we, yep.
Right, but
my other take, the people that I thought looked good, Billy Gunn, he made Final Four, right?
Yeah.
I thought Raven looked good.
He did.
I thought that was some of the best that Raven looked in WWE. I thought Rikishi looked pretty good because he was like the top heel, and I thought he was good in that role. Obviously, Undertaker and Kane were awesome. I thought Big Show looked pretty good. He was believable. My MVP would be The Rock, because I think The Rock looked better in this Rumble than the one he won a year prior.
35 minutes, getting his ass kicked by The Big Show, the stare down with Austin.
How awesome was that? That's my favorite moment of the match. Just talk about that a little bit, Doug.
They're staring down. Austin's got blood running down his face, almost in the eyes. And they're staring at each other like, okay, you want to kick my ass? I want to kick your ass. Let's go.
And they both got brutal. So you really didn't know who was going to win, right?
When a Rumble first aired, there were five favorites. Austin, Rock, Kane, Undertaker, Rikishi. Those were your five favorites.
Yeah.
Yep.
And five of them were early in the match. Nobody knew what the fuck was going to happen. So they're just like, all right, we're going to discount these guys out. But those two being in the match as long as they were made the match.
Yeah. And you really didn't know who was going to win, even though it kind of seemed structured like Austin was supposed to get it. But, and it sucks because we can't talk about the undercard, but this is one of the best undercard to a Rumbles we've ever had, right?
I really think that this is the greatest Rumble pay-per-view from top to bottom that there has ever been.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. All right. So now we're getting towards the end. So we got our predictions for the men's Rumble and our takeaways, and then we have our number one pick, which, spoiler alert, it's 1992. But, all right, guys, the men's Royal Rumble. Sharon, who's winning the men's Royal Rumble?
Nice.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar.
Sharon's going Brock Lesnar. Doug, any takeaways?
Rumor has it, is that we're going to get an appearance from, and again, spoiler alert here, Sting's in Houston.
Oh, shit.
All right? They're going to set up a Saudi Arabia match. More than likely, him and Undertaker. So if him and Undertaker are both in the building tonight, people are going to lose their shit. By the way, the Undertaker lives in Houston.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Taker's from Houston, so yeah.
He does not live in Death Valley, so, you know, that's stupid. Undertaker lives in Houston. Sting lives in Dallas. And that's, well, what, couple? How far is Dallas from Houston?
Maybe a few hours away.
Okay.
Probably like 3 or 4 about. Yeah.
Okay. He can make the drive.
Yeah.
Point is that they're in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're both in Texas.
If that goes down, I don't give a damn how past their prime both of them are. I will fucking mark out if they're both there tonight.
Yeah.
And if we get that moment. But, I mean, obviously this is a moment I've been waiting over 25 years for.
So you're one of those kids that really wants to see it happen?
Yes. I'm not much of a kid anymore. But I want to see it happen. Also, you know, possibility of Edge coming back.
Yeah, that's been talked about heavy.
I know people are saying, oh, CM Punk's coming back. My hot take, his music's going to hit. But it's not going to be him. They're going to send somebody out there to CM Punk's music.
He's going to get food.
To get some boost, to get some reaction, and to get Punk riled up to where he's going to talk shit on the next backstage that he's a part of.
You think it's going to be Rollins?
No, you know who I think it's going to be? Because this guy's that kind of an asshole to do. Well, you know who I think it should be?
Yeah.
To get some heat?
Brock Lesnar.
Because they'll fucking try to kill him as he tries to leave. I personally think it should be Corbin. Because he's going to get the shit beat out of him, I think, in this match with Reigns. They're finally going to give Reigns the win.
Yeah.
And then I think to get some of his heat back, they're going to have him – they should have him come out to Punk's music.
It would make sense having Seth Rollins do that, though, right, since they've been shit-talking?
Yeah, but that's why I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Who's winning the Royal Rumble, Dougie?
Oh, fuck. I know who I want to win. I think it's time for Drew McIntyre to get the win.
So, is that your pick?
I'm picking Drew McIntyre.
Okay. Eric, takeaways?
My takeaway, I've been saying this since November. Cain Velasquez is going to come back in the Royal Rumble. He's either going to eliminate Brock Lesnar and win it, or he's going to eliminate Brock Lesnar and start the brawl outside the ring. And they face each other at Rumble for the title. But my official winner is...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, go.
My official winner is probably Roman Reigns.
You were voting for Roman Reigns to win the Royal Rumble. You were in Philly.
I have a feeling.
With everybody else.
It was five years ago.
Five years ago.
Oh, because you got cancer? We can forget about it?
I've liked Roman Reigns since the beginning.
I mean, it doesn't mean I like Roman Reigns. I just think WWE's going to go that way.
I like Roman Reigns. It's just giving you shit.
He's our uncle. Of course we have to like him.
Hey, he's sitting right there. Hey, Robin.
Big dog.
Let's say I like him more than I did 5 years ago.
Yeah. Like I said, I go for my favorites, right? So Doug already knows who I'm going to pick.
P1?
Samoa Joe. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I think Samoa Joe's going to do really well in this Rumble, but as a fan and who likes to watch it as a fan, not always think about strategy and stuff, I want AJ Styles to win it because he's my favorite wrestler.
Here's another hot
take. I can see that too.
Here's another hot take. Do you think that, you know, we talked earlier, Stone Cold Steve Austin being the only 3-time Rumble winner. Randy Orton's in this thing. He's a 3-time winner, or he's a 2-time winner. John Cena, heavy rumors that he might come back. Any chance either one of them wins it tonight?
John Cena is my sleeper.
And becomes a 3-time winner and ties Austin?
I think it would start
and,
some shit.
And if John Cena ties Austin, he'll get the title shot and he breaks Ric Flair at WrestleMania. He's the one that beats Lesnar.
Right. Well, I think more people will be okay with Cena winning if Cena comes back and doesn't than they will Orton, even though Orton's on TV more.
I like Orton better.
Well, I like Orton better, too. Well, I mean, I like both guys.
Yeah, me too. But I like Randy.
It would have to be the It would have to be the Thugonomics, Cena that wins.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think Cena would get a hell of a pop if he showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are any other surprises you guys are thinking?
Edge.
You know who?
And
I
agree with Doug. I don't think CM Punk.
You know who I think would actually be a good surprise? We talked about him earlier about how he surprised in 2001. I would love. I don't think it's gonna happen, but I would love it if the Honky Tonk Man was there.
Don't see that happening.
I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he went in the Hall of Fame last year. He's back on good terms with the company.
I still don't see it happen.
I mean, well, he just shows up for like 50 seconds. Does a duet with Elias, like Jeff Jarrett did last year.
I forgot Elias was still there.
Yeah, Elias, I think he's actually going to be in the Rumble. It may or may not happen. I don't know. But I would like to see it happen. Personally, be a personal moment for me.
Yeah.
I mean, Piper can't come back.
Oh.
He's dead. So
some NXT guys.
Champa. Let Honky be there.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, sorry, Doug. Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say NXT guys. What do you think is going to come, Doug?
Again, going with my theory that I don't think they like to use two guys, the same guy 2 years in a row, I'm going to say that it's going to be Matt Riddle, Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee. I mean, it could be among those guys. If Velveteen Dream's cleared, if Velveteen Dream is cleared from the back injury, he's entering tonight. Or NXT UK champion Walter, because he's riding on a wave of momentum after last night.
Yeah. How about you?
Roddy. I could see Roddy Strong.
Roddy?
He just lost the title, so.
Yeah, I could see anybody in Undisputed Era. Also, like you said, Matt Riddle, Keith Lee, maybe Kushida. Is Kushida hurt?
No, he's
He's able to compete. I mean, personally, I would love to see Pete Dunne come in again.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love Pete Dunne.
I wouldn't mind Killian Dane either. That'd be a nice
spot. Killian Dane is a fucking – he's a fucking beast. Obviously, that's part of his nickname.
So if he comes and eliminates a shit ton of people.
Yes. Another guy that, you know, you would have to watch out for. Obviously, you know, Matt Riddle. I can see actually both Pete Dunne and Matt Riddle being in this thing tonight. Well, provided that they don't mind using Pete Dunne a second year in a row.
Yeah.
But I got a feeling that Bruce Pritchard is a huge Matt Riddle guy.
Yeah.
I got a feeling Bruce Pritchard is trying to say, let's get Riddle in the Rumble. He hasn't been in it yet. Let's get him there.
Yeah.
We need him.
Yeah. The Broserites.
But that is a stupid fucking... But guess what? They're getting over.
Yeah, they are over.
They're getting over. And they're my pick for Wednesday night to beat the Grizzled Young Veterans.
Yeah.
And they're going to get the shot in Portland in 3 weeks.
I like Pete Dunne a lot, so I'll be cool with that. All right, guys, let's get into number one, 1992. Doug, is this the best Royal Rumble of all time?
According to certain people, yes. It's my favorite.
It's your favorite.
Right, it's 100% my favorite. My favorite Rumble match. A Rumble pay-per-view almost, too. Even though the undercard sucked, but it had some cool moments.
Yeah.
And some very cool promos.
Yeah.
So, and Monsoon and Heenan were on point for commentary all fucking night.
Yeah.
Like, even when... they were arguing about something, and Heenan said something about Piper blowing two titles, and Monsoon goes, he can't blow two titles, he doesn't have any. Well, he can't win two titles, and Monsoon's like, oh, yes, he can, and Heenan's just like, will you quit confusing me? And then, but... to me, that 1992 Royal Rumble is probably, I mean, it's a stacked Rumble, and you could almost make a case for about 20 of the 30 guys in that thing that they should have won it, that they probably should have been the WWF champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the only Rumble that. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Dan. I thought you were done.
Andrade the Ted.
Oh, well. Oh, well. How the hell did that happen? Good point. But kind of getting back to the point, though, about the 92 Rumble. I mean, obviously, Flair won the championship. But again, like you said, each one, 20 of the 30 guys in that match were big enough stars that they should have, that any of them could have won the match. So.
Smile on her face. So, great match. Eric, takeaways?
This was the only Rumble that which was the title, right?
No.
Besides the 2016 Rumble.
Triple H won, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That I forgot too. About that one. I guess the biggest takeaway was it was for the title and Ric Flair won, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Yep.
With a tear in his eye. My favorite Flair promo of all time.
It was a good promo. One thing I got to say is this actually had one of the cooler eliminations. IRS and Roddy Piper were fighting amongst the ropes. Roddy Piper grabbed IRS's tie, and IRS is hanging off the ropes. And Monsoon is going, IRS hanging up there, teetering up there. Piper has him hooked.
by the tie. He's hanging. And then IRS just flipped out. And then Mansoor goes, he went out. And the place fucking blew. But guess what? They didn't capture it on fucking camera. They didn't capture, like, him going. Like, they captured, like, his feet just kind of going, but they didn't, like, they didn't have the camera on the outside to capture him hitting the floor.
Really?
But it's just, like, he just went out, but that plate fucking blew a load because IRS went out.
That's awesome. MVPs? Because I have about the same takeaway. I think it was a lot of those guys are in the Hall of Fame now. And deservedly, and I think it was stacked. It was awesome. Who is your MVP in this match, Eric?
Bret Hart.
I hate you. He wasn't even there. He was sick with the flu.
Oh.
He got replaced by Piper.
Oops.
I say Ric Flair if you want.
Okay, Ric Flair. I should have watched this one.
I've seen this numerous times. Who's your pick, Doug?
There's a few of them out there that should be mentioned, but I'm actually going to say the guy that eliminated the most amount of guys in the match, and that's Sid Justice.
I'm going to kick you in the balls. That was my pick.
You know we can make the same pick. Right?
No, we can't.
All right, I'll say Piper.
But you can. You're brothers.
That was my second pick.
Savage?
No. Well, I'd actually go Sid Vicious, too. Can we talk about how big of a piece of shit Hogan is?
Why not?
Yeah.
Didn't he make everything about himself like usual?
Are you talking about...
When he eliminated him, and he was being a bitch about it.
Here's the thing.
Soccer.
That was supposed to be Sid's big heel turn. Do you guys know the story here?
No.
Would you like me to tell it?
I mean, I know what happened in the match. He eliminated him, and Hogan started acting like a pussy.
Here's the thing. That elimination, Justice coming up from behind Hulk and dumping him, was supposed to be Sid's big heel turn.
Yeah.
But it got a pop.
Yeah, it got a big pop.
It got a huge pop because people were starting to get sick of Hogan. Just like I'm sick of Sam Roberts. But,
ooh, our truth.
Fucking goon. But it got a pop. So they actually had to go back and the Coliseum video release of the 1992 Royal Rumble, they actually had to redo it. Monsoon and Heenan had to reshoot the redo the commentary. Because Monsoon had to put over how big a piece of shit Sid Justice was.
He didn't do that when it got the pop?
No. He had to say, he goes, what a piece of garbage. He actually had to say on the Coliseum video release, what a piece of garbage Sid Justice turned out to be.
What did he say when it actually happened?
He did. Justice got rid of Hulk. Hulk's out of there. That was it.
Oh, so they made him redo it to put him as a heel?
Yeah. They had to Monsoon had to turn on Sid.
Now, a lot of people slam the buildup of this year, right? Because the buildup from here, listen, I was a big fan of the Savage Flair program and the feud and the match. So I'm not going to say anything bad about that. And this was clearly building up Hogan and Sid, right?
Basically, yeah. It was supposed to be, you know, that was the startup.
So we have gotten Hogan and Flair at WrestleMania 92.
The building still drew 68,000 people. Doesn't matter.
It does matter. Should we have got the dream match then?
We probably should have. You probably should have struck while the iron was hot. But unfortunately, when they took it around the loop earlier in the year, it wasn't drawn. It drew 4,000 people in Atlanta in a 15,000-seat building.
That's a house show. It's different for WrestleMania. It's a proper building.
They didn't like it. They didn't like
with
it.
This,
it wasn't good.
Okay. What was that, Eric?
This was before Hogan and Flair left, right?
Yeah,
the year before?
This match. Yeah. This is 92.
So was their last Rumble? Was Flair's last Rumble in WWE?
No, it wasn't 20. Flair's last Rumble. Flair was in the 93 Rumble.
And then New Year's when he came back. But, all right, so that was our Royal Rumble, the countdown to the Royal Rumble. So now we're all going to sit back and enjoy the rest of this kickoff show. It's been awesome. Make sure to watch the Dirt Sheet Dudes. Make sure to listen to this. Make sure to listen to tomorrow night. These guys have a football podcast that is really good. Make sure to check that out. Make sure to check us out on Fridays for our usual, our main show, the main unscripted show. And then make sure to check us out on Sundays for our Wednesday night or show, which is making a return.
What are we going to do on Friday for our regular show?
We'll figure it out.
Are we going to do one next Sunday?
Huh?
Before the Super Bowl?
No, next Sunday.
Are we going to do one?
Yeah. We're not doing it.
You mean I'm coming over?
We might be able to do something while it's here. All right, yeah, we'll think about it. But this has been Unscripted Wrestling. I'm Daniel. We're here with Eric and Doug. And thanks, guys. This was awesome.
Yep. Have a good night. Rest in peace, everybody.
All right, you too. Enjoy the Rumble.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Bye, Daniel. Bye, Doug.
Bye.